The 2016 presidential election is over as the Electoral College confirmed Donald Trump as the next CEO of USA Inc. The Clinton camp's Pied Piper media strategy worked so well that not only did Trump win the Republican nomination, but he went on to win the presidency, and he has the DNC and Hillary Clinton to thank for his victory. While Clinton surrogates continue to push fake news that the 2016 election was hacked by the dreaded Russians, the real reasons for the historic loss are becoming known, like the Clinton camp shunning help and advice from the Bernie Sanders camp. Former surrogates of Senator Bernie Sanders say that Clinton's staff ignored repeated advice for months to address free trade and other policies central to Sanders voters, who are likely among those who ultimately stayed home on election night. Nomiki Konst, a progressive activist who served on the Democratic National Committee's platform committee this year, said that Clinton's team ignored advice to throw additional resources into Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, the three states that ultimately cost Clinton the election by fewer than 80,000 votes combined. In Michigan, a key state loss, Democrats are saying that the Clinton camp ignored the union workers' vote in Michigan and did not appear at one union hall event to stump for votes from that key voting bloc. Clinton's get-out-the-vote data in Michigan was filled with Trump voters instead of voters who might actually vote for Clinton. The Clinton ground troops were actually knocking on the doors of Trump voters instead of the doors of Democratic-leaning voters. There's more coming out, but it appears that Hillary Clinton and her staff ran her campaign in the same manner in which she ran the U.S. State Department, very incompetently, and that is why Donald Trump will be sworn in as president and the Clintons will be watching on television. This has been Scotty Reed with your Black Talk Radio Weekly Commentary. Join me for a regular broadcast on BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.